Officials are working to get bird flu out of New Zealand as cases spread through cattle now in the United States. Oceania is the last region to be free of the disease. MPI wants to keep it that way. Mary Van Andel is the Chief Veterinary Officer at the Ministry for Primary Industries, and she joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning, Ingrid.
Can you tell us what MPI is doing to monitor bird flu?
Sure. So here at MPI, we're part of networks that are monitoring the spread of the disease and talking with our colleagues in other countries to learn as much as we can from them about how the disease is behaving as it spreads and what effective responses to this disease look like when it becomes established in wildlife populations around the world.
Okay, so this is just in a bird population at this stage?
So, well, we're in close contact with our colleagues in the US as well, given there's been this spillover event into cattle.
Oh, yes, sorry, I meant you're monitoring in New Zealand.
Oh, no, this covers all types of spillover events as well. It's well known that influenza viruses, including avian influenza, spill over into mammal populations, and those are definitely on our radar of things to keep a very close eye on.
So you are actively monitoring what the dairy herd in New Zealand?
We are monitoring how the disease is behaving in our in the dairy herd of our colleagues in the US, and we're in very close contact with the industry bodies who are talking to dairy farmers and making sure that we have plans in place should avian influenza arrive in New Zealand with birds to ward off any possible spillover events.
So what are those plans if it did arrive here?
So early detection is really going to be key to being able to respond effectively and manage any impacts here on our New Zealand situation. And those impacts include impacts on biodiversity, agriculture, and, you know, there are also spillover events for human health. We've got several streams of surveillance that involve wild birds and domestic birds should it arrive, so that we can find out early if the disease arrived here or in the Ross Sea area. One of these things that's really important to us and to all New Zealanders is that anybody who sees sick or dead birds, that they report it to our exotic pest and disease hotline at 0800 1899 66 so it can be investigated. We're also asking the public not to touch those dead birds. Samples will be taken and tested to rule out exotic diseases that include avian influenza. We've also been talking to our colleagues in private practice and the poultry industry organisations so that they can remain alert.
What is our risk status here, if you like? Is it inevitable this will show up here eventually, or are we protected by our location?
You know, we've been fortunate here in New Zealand. Our geographic isolation or relative geographic isolation has protected us in the past from these types of threats. But what we have seen is that the disease has established itself in wildlife populations. It's been detected in the Antarctic Peninsula, and scientists have told us that that it is likely to spread around the Antarctic continent. And so what we need to do is prepare as if it is going to be something that could arrive in New Zealand and remain vigilant and alert, but not alarmed.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Mary Van Andel, Chief Veterinary Officer at the Ministry for Primary Industries.